Good afternoon and welcome to Looking Up, your source for astronomical facts, history, and current events. I'm your host, Jeff Rudolph from Wyoming Stargazing. We're in the middle of our 100 Days Until Totality blog series, so from now until August 21st, Looking Up will be all about the 2017 total solar eclipse. Tune in from 11:55 to noon every Sunday for scientific facts, cool historical stories, and general tips and advice about viewing the Great American Eclipse of 2017. As time went on, science, rather than superstition, began to be used to explain solar eclipses. People moved away from explaining the sky with astrology to astronomy. Sir Edmund Halley, a British astronomer and member of a prestigious scientific group known as the Royal Society, is best known for predicting the long orbital path of Halley's Comet. Halley used Newton's theory of gravity to predict the comet's path very accurately, and tried to do the same for a total solar eclipse in 1715. He also created the first detailed map of the path of totality on the Earth's surface. During this eclipse, Halley viewed a thin ring around the moon that he interpreted as the moon's atmosphere. It turns out that this was actually the sun's chromosphere. In America, Nat Turner, leader of one of the most tragic and violent slave rebellions in the United States, is said to have witnessed an eclipse as a sign of God to start a rebellion. In 1825, Turner had a vision of black and white entities fighting and saw this as a sign of a coming change. 6 years later, when an annular solar eclipse began in Virginia, he saw this as a sign from God to create the change and began the rebellion. In 1860, another rebellion was happening on the other side of the world, the Taiping Rebellion in China. The Chinese government was losing ground to the rebels and reached out to Britain for aid. The British sent the Major General Charles Gordon to develop military strategy and lead a group of Chinese mercenary warriors. His forces became known as the Ever-Victorious Army. On November 2, 1863, Gordon's troops were defending a city from advancing rebels when a solar eclipse darkened the daytime sky. This demoralized his troops, and the Chinese government sought peace with the rebels. While the city was not lost, the surrender is seen as Gordon's first defeat. In 1868, French astronomer Pierre-Jules César Janson was studying a total solar eclipse in India. He used a device called a spectrograph to split the light from the eclipse into different colors and measure what the sun's corona was made of. He noticed a signature that he had never seen before. He consulted the chemist Edward Franklin to make sense of his data. They determined they had discovered a new element on the sun. They called this element helium, after the Greek sun god Helios. Now we know that helium does occur in small amounts on the Earth, but it still was the only element to ever be first discovered in space. In 1878, the western United States experienced a total solar eclipse. The path of totality passed through Rawlins, Wyoming, and Denver, Colorado. Thomas Edison was one of the many scientists who traveled out west by train to view the eclipse. In Rawlins, he was trying to test an invention called the tassimeter that would measure small changes in temperature in the Earth's atmosphere. He was joined by Henry Draper, whose goal was to be the first person to photograph the total solar eclipse. Draper was successful and left the next day, while Edison's invention turned out to be a failure. Maria Mitchell, the first woman who worked as a professional astronomer, also journeyed out west to see the total solar eclipse. Mitchell and a group of her female students traveled to Denver by train to make observations of the eclipse. At this time, it was taboo for women to travel without men and to participate in science. Astronomer James Craig Watson also ventured to Wyoming to view this eclipse. His goal was to try to prove the existence of a planet closer to the sun than Mercury that he called Vulcan. He was searching for the planet to explain the strange orbit of Mercury. Watson claimed that he saw the planet during the eclipse, but was met with skepticism. Today, we now know that there is no planet further in than Mercury, and that its strange orbit is due to the sun warping space-time nearby itself. This is explained by Einstein's theory of general relativity. This effect is known as frame dragging. And that wraps up our segment for this week. Thanks for listening to Looking Up. I'm Jeff with Wyoming Stargazing, inviting you to tune in next Sunday at 11:55 to continue learning about the Great American Eclipse of 2017. If you want more details, check out our 100 Days Until Totality blog series at www.wyomingstargazing.org/blog.